Now that we're all back from the ski slopes. Different musagim of snow over here, as you can see. Welcome to Israel. But we said we're going to get into sugyas of shoivavim. The truth is that the concept of shoivavim is not necessarily something that was so popular among Litvish yeshivas. There are, you know, things in various places that mention the concept of the parshias of shoivavim, but it's not really something that has been focused on in yeshivas. The Altar of Kelm has some maimarim on it. But in our generation, this is our nisayon. Our nisayon in this generation is keeping a certain level of purity. The purity that Klal Yisrael has been known for since Avram Avinu going through Maimed Har Sinai, and when Klal Yisrael were even in Mitzrayim, they had a certain purity of not changing their language, their levush, their lashon. So we're gonna try to do this, but we're not gonna do this in the classic way. I'd like just people sometimes after I'm speaking, they try to figure out what I said, and then they ask me, and I'm not even sure what I said. I don't know what I meant. But my whole goal, honestly, is to get people to think. That is my goal. And this shmuz in particular, I don't even know if it's called a Musar shmuz. I want to just try to explain something. It's going to take maybe another week after this. But I'd like to be nichnas into the sugya of music. The sugya of music. Music is a very big sugya. Perhaps this generation is shayach to the sugya of music more than any other generation. Because not only do we hum tunes and sing, but we have huge stereo systems going into our ears. You know, the level of technology today is absolutely amazing. And basically, unlike any other generation, we are living in a world of music. We're literally living in a world of music, which is an amazing thing. It's a gift from the Rabbono Shalom, but it's something that we have to try to understand. So I'd like to try to understand why we like music. Why does music make us happy? I know why a steak makes me happy, right? I have no sphakis about that. I'm very big into donuts. I know why those make me happy. Wine, okay, we know why that makes us happy also. It's a different type of happy. We're definitely jolly. What is the pshat in music? That music is mesameach, it's chazal. We know it from our lives, but it's a chazal. The Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Lamed that the Shechina is only Shaira mitoch Simcha. You can't get Shechina without Simcha. And the Gemara brings a raya from Elisha. Elisha, the Navi, the Talmud of Eliyahu, when he was approached by Yehoram, who was a king who was totally involved and living a life of idolatry and having shaychus with Nevi'e Habal. All of a sudden he has the audacity to come to the Navi Elisha and ask him what to do with the kings of the Amori. And Elisha was very angry. Very, very angry. And Chazal tell us that because Yehoshaphat was there, the Pasuk says, who was a tzaddik, he says, I'm going to have a prophecy and I'm going to tell you what you need to do to deal with the Amori kings. But he was very, very angry. And he wasn't able to have, Rashi says, Nistalik Ashkina Mimenu. He wasn't able to have prophecy, right? The Tanakh Chabura, this is Malachim. We'll get there, Be'ezus Hashem. Malachim Beis. So what does it say? It says, Vata Chuli Menagin. While he's in a fit of rage, because this king, who shayach to idolatry, Avodah Zarah, is coming to him and asking him to communicate with the Rabbono Shalom when all these years he's been communicating with the Kochos HaTumah of the world. He says, V'atok chuli menagin. Get me someone to play me a niggin on the kinor. And sure enough, what happens? The playing of the niggin gets him into a state of prophecy. He was in a fit of rage before. We can't imagine how much anger Avodah Zarah caused Elisha, who was best buddies with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the music took him into a different dimension. How does that work? How does it do that? It's fascinating. Any thinking person has to wonder how music has this capability. It's absolutely incredible. But it has this kayach. It has this ability to do this. So I'd like you to just, Be'ezus Hashem, let's hold on to our, let's buckle our seatbelts. This is definitely something that's incredibly profound and will incredibly enhance your understanding of what goes on with a person. Why this thing that we call music, that's a tremendous gift, why it works. The word shir, or shira, the word shir, the Radak in Sharashim says, the word shir, which is song, also means a ring. A ring, like a ring on a finger, it's a circle. Every song is a circle. And the truth is, if you follow any type of song, the first time you hear it, it's very, very uncomfortable. You might think you like it, but you're not deciding. You're riding the song, and you have to wait, and it always has a beginning, and it's got another part, and maybe even a third part, but usually two parts, and then it comes full circle again. All songs have this nakuda of a shir. They start from one place, they go all the way around and back. And not only is it true in the musical element of it, but it's true in its expression, in the song's expression. There are times in Klal Yisrael's history where we sang songs. at the Yam, when Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, opened up the Yam Suf for us, we went in there and we saw all the Mitzrim drown, all the bad guys. After 210 years of persecution, we saw all the bad guys just get washed away. This was a culmination of everything for us. This put everything into context. It took all the years of slavery that started over here and made us understand the entire thing. We came full circle. And whenever a person feels like they're coming full circle, it's expressed in song. Because song is this expression of, I see where things are going. I can see in context. The beauty of a symphony is how everything is working out at the same time. And the more instruments there are, the more ge'onus it is to how everything will fit. And when you hear that, you tap into that clarity. You tap into that nakuda of shir, of how you see everything is coming together. There was something I was very bothered by in the Maharal. And like last week, I had the opportunity, I spoke to Agoin Rav Moshe Shapiro, my Rebbe. This week, we did the same thing. The Maharal says a very strange thing. He says that after the Chazal tell us that after the, it's in Sota, Chazal tell us after the Bittul of the Sanhedrin, there's no more singing. There's no more singing in different contexts. We're not getting into the halakhic elements of this. But there's something connected between Sanhedrin, which are the Psak Halacha in the world, and song. And the Maharal says, because song is from judgment, from din. And I'm reading this, and I read it in a few places in the Maharal, and I don't understand this. If you think of what a song is, if anything, I think it's love. It's simcha. It's not din. And the Maharal says, it's din. And to make things worse, I went over to Rav Moshe Shapiro yesterday, and I said, you know, the Maharal says that song is din. He says, of course it's din. Well, I thought it makes you happy. And I thought that, you know, it's maybe an expression of love. So he said the following thing. He said, the yisoid of shir, of song, is to see exactly what's going on. To put everything in context. When you see how something started a certain way and you see it full circle, he says, you have clarity. That clarity is called din. He says the place of the greatest clarity, which is the place of din, is Olam Haba, where you'll be able to explain everything. And I asked him, I said, so then that's why it makes you happy. He says, yes. Pshat is, music is clarity. It's a certain nakuda of seeing all the parts together. And when your ears hear this, whenever your ears hear something that speaks to you, it changes your mood and it takes you to a different place. You are totally overcome by whatever niggun it is. It's always a culmination. And even more so, Rav Dessler says in Michta Meliyahu, this is gorgeous, he says a fascinating observation. We find that when Yaakov was fighting with the Malach, this Malach, who was the the bad guy of all bad guys, the Yetzer Hara incarnate, the Satan, the Malach HaMavis. Yaakov's wrestling with him. He says, wait, I got to go. I got to say Shira. I've been waiting since the beginning of Bria Olam to sing, and I never got a chance. This is my big break. Frecht, the Rav Eliyahu Dessler, the Mikhtam Eliyahu, he says, just a coincidence, you know, the big wrestling match between Yaakov and this Malach happened to be the most, you know, this was his big break. Oh, worst of all days, you're wrestling with me, I gotta get up there to sing. He said, no. He says, pshat is, the whole idea of the Yetzer Hara is that the Yetzer Hara, as the Zohar tells us, is a Malach that's supposed to get defeated, even though he's like, you know, very strong in there in the boxing ring. He's going at you. But at the end of the day, he wants to fail. Sort of a paradox. He fights to the end, but if you knock him out, he's happy. And the only way the Yetzer Hara really lives, his tachlis, is if you beat him. Says Rav Dessler, once Yaakov knocked down the Malach HaMavis, once he was on the floor at the Sarah Shel Esav, then he reached a time where he could sing to Hashem that I did my purpose in the world. He says, wait, let me go. This is my big break. You're the first person to wrestle and pin me down. Now I can see why I'm here. All the kochos atoma in the world, everything. At this point, now we know why it's here. When you see the Adam HaShalem, Yaakov Avinu, break him, even he's singing the song that everything in its context comes totally full circle. Incredible. So it's only on an incredible nekuda. This was goes back a few months. My daughter's bas mitzvah. We had a family suda. And in this family suda, my wife had worked on a slideshow, like a video type slideshow. Fine, she asked me for a few songs to put on the video. And I saw this video, and this video basically changed my whole metzias. It changed most of the Shmona Esrei since I saw it. What was over there? Basically, there were pictures of my daughter when she was a baby, then there was when she was, you know, 5, 10, then she's 12. Pictures of me when I was a baby because I was on my grandfather's lap, and now I'm 36. My wife when she was little. And I'd seen these pictures before. I had seen them. However, I picked a song, it was Baruch Levine's Moedim Anachnu Lach, a beautiful song, and I'm watching my whole life, I'm telling you the emes, I'm watching my entire life with a soundtrack. I'm watching, in the context of Moedim, seeing me, this little squirt, and then my daughter on my father's lap, this cute girl with this big diaper sticking out, and then all of a sudden, I see her at 12, and it's in this context of the song. The soundtrack changed the whole metzias. And now my moedim's different. Every time so far, maybe there's a little bit of a personal thought. Sometimes when you tell over personal thoughts, you run the risk of losing them. I'm davening that I shouldn't lose it for this. But now my whole life is in this context because there's a soundtrack to my life. I chapped what it is, a soundtrack. What is the godless of a soundtrack? What a soundtrack is it touches up what's going on at that moment. If you have a soundtrack, so then at that moment, whatever you're hearing puts everything into the context of that song. And it's incredibly powerful. On Shabbos, we have an idea. All the Bali Avodah say you have to sing on Shabbos. What's the singing of Shabbos? It's the soundtrack of Shabbos. If you sing on Shabbos, not just you're singing. When you're singing on Shabbos, you're experiencing Shabbos with its proper soundtrack. There's only one day of the week that's called a song. Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. It's the only day that actually the Pasuk says Shabbos has a song. And when you tap into that with these songs, whatever you do, Karibayin, about the Brias HaOlam, and about Binyan HaMikdash, and all these Nakudas, you enter the zone of the songs you're singing. The soundtrack becomes the very experience that you're having. And there's an incredible type of thing. However, there are some times where you have the wrong soundtrack. Imagine the wrong soundtrack. The wrong soundtrack is just, it's weird at best and can be very bad. Let's try with, we don't know about movies, but let's assume we're making a movie, right? You gotta have a soundtrack for a movie. So let's get an action thriller, okay? A guy, let's call him the Terminator. Right? He's a very serious guy, and it's in one of these scenes, he's throwing grenades and right? So he's doing this, so let's get a song, okay? I got a song. Don't walk in front of me, I may not follow. They're half dollar. What's going on? He's lost his mind? I guarantee everybody will laugh. This will be the top. It's bizarre. It's the wrong soundtrack, Rabosai. It's a nice song, but it has no shaychus. Sometimes on Shabbos, you'll find guys, they're sitting there, they're having a good time, they go, Ha beit mishamayim urei ki ayinu lag vakelas tichshav nikuz. You know what that means? That song on Shabbos, we're thinking, we were slaughtered all the time. We were slaughtered and killed like lambs and shechted. That's what you're singing on Shabbos. Like Rachman Otsan. Even Rachel Mevakar, Rabosai, it's the wrong soundtrack. It's totally wrong. But when that happens, it's missing the point. You're missing the day. The day changes when the soundtrack is off. And Lamaisa, it's an incredible Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Kuf Aleph. Don't hold me to the halachas of this, which are very complicated. I don't want to be held to that. I'm not capable of dealing with it. But let's focus on the Gemaras. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Hakore Pasuk Shel Shir HaShirim. Somebody who's saying a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Ve'oisa oisai kemin zemer. And he makes it into a song. Okay. On this, the Torah is chageres sak. The Torah wears sackcloth. Very, very, very interesting. What's so bad about this? Says Rashi, Shekore b'negina acheres she'eno nakudba. Rashi says you're reading it without the trup that it has. Ve'oisa isai kemin shir, and you're making it into your own song. Afal pi shemishir ashirim hu. Even though it's the song of all songs, which is supposed to be a song, but you changed it. Shir HaShirim, again, just try to understand this. If you really want to know Shir HaShirim, you know what I have to, you know? Yashikaini minishkos bihu Shir HaShirim Asher dishloi moi Da 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 Ti di da 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 di da di 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 da 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 da. That is the song of Shir HaShirim. That's its soundtrack. Now, not getting into the halakhic ramifications of this, but if you change that, the Torah can't express itself. It's in the wrong soundtrack. It simply has the wrong metzias. It's not in the place that it's supposed to be. And when a person has the wrong soundtrack, trouble comes. Trouble comes. Because if his life is a soundtrack, then he starts to see things in very bad ways. And let's see how. The Gemara in Chagiga tells us about a wrong soundtrack. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says that Acher, who was the greatest of Tanas, Elisha ben Avuya. I once heard from our Rebbeim that one of the greatest wonders in history is how Elisha ben Avuya went off the derech. It's simply beyond our comprehension, based on his level of greatness. Fine. But what happened? He went up to Shamayim. He saw the ministering angel Matatron. And he saw that he was sitting. And he had a Kabbalah. You can't sit up there unless you're the head honcho, unless you're the Rabbonu Shalom Bechvod of Atmo. And he paskins on what he saw, that he saw a deity, a god. And this was very bad. If you go up all the way to Shemayim and you misinterpret things when you get up there and you see an angel and you interpret that he's a god, even the thought of that is bad news for the Jews. We can't understand where you're in a place that's only thought. And you're thinking that. So Gemara asks, how could this happen to Acher? What in the world happened to him? Says the Gemara, Tina haisa beliba. Something was wrong. What was wrong? Zemer Yevani lo pasuk mipume. Acher was always heard singing Greek tunes. Says Rashi, that it's after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and you're not allowed to sing. You're not allowed to sing. And Acher was singing. Frek the Marsha, what's going on over here? It says Greek songs over here. And the Marsha takes it to a different arena entirely. He says, we find later in the Gemara that Acher hid under his Gemaras all sorts of Apikorsis books which fell down and he got embarrassed once he got caught. And he says, these songs, for sure, these Greek songs for sure had material that had a lot to do with what he was reading. And he says, those thoughts were things that were Apikorsis, and it makes perfect sense that when he went up to Shemayim and he saw these things, it affected him. I have one simple question for the Marsha. I'm not sure what he did over here. The Gemara says that he had books that he read. The Gemara doesn't say that that's what did him in over here. It says the songs did him in. Which one was it? The Marsha is saying the songs had the apikorsis? No, it's the books. He even says that. So why did the songs do him in? That he was always Greek, Lena, Aphrodites, woo. All the different nigunim from Greeks, I don't know what they are, right? So whatever these were, why were these what did him in? And I think what the Marsha is saying is the following. Books are books. But this was the soundtrack of his metzias. Acher, wherever he was, these words, these lyrics, were going through his head, and they were touching everything up. Boring books are not capable of doing what a niggun can do. These nigunim were an uptouch in the metzias. They were the wrong soundtrack, and when he got up to Shamayim, still like a jukebox, they were going and going and going, and because of that, he made a terrible error which ultimately destroyed him. This is the metzias of a wrong soundtrack. And Lamaisa, Rabosai, this is what happens to us. When a person's, you know, you can, a person's working out, whatever, so you need a certain music, I'm maskin, you do. But you have to realize that whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, that's your soundtrack. That's exactly why you get into it, right? A person's like, you know, it's Eye of the Tiger, he's like, thinks it's Rocky Byamov, and he's going and he's doing. He really is Rocky Rabosai. He really is. Adrian! He is! It's his soundtrack. He's living in that metzias. That is the koyach. That's why music is mesameach. What do you think happened to Elisha? The man was in rage. It took him to a different dimension. It got him to be happy, but it can take you anywhere. And if it does, it comes in, lo pasuk pume, it goes into Rashi, it goes into Tosfos, it's always going like a jukebox. It's a soundtrack of your metzias. And a person has to decide what they want to be their metzias, what they want to be happening to them. The Maharal says an amazing thing. In Nesiv HaShtika, in Nesiv HaSolem, a Gemara that really has no touch. I thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for a few things in life. I thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for inhalers, Ventolin. It's right here. This is a lifesaver for me. I'm happy I'm in the generation of Ventolin. I don't know what I would do without this. And also the Maharal, because I don't understand so many Gemaras, and he opens them up. Listen to what the Maharal says about a Gemara. Rashi says something, I have no idea what Rashi's saying. Tanu Rabbanan. Al yashmiya la'oznav dvarim b'teilim. Don't let your ears hear narishkeit. Mipnei sheheim nichven tchila le'evarim. Because ears in a fire get burnt first. Interesting. Rashi points out the cartilage, right? It gets burnt first. And you see, Rachmana Litzlan, when people are in fires, you see sometimes the first thing to go, Rachmana Litzlan, is the ears. Okay, do you understand this Gemara? I don't understand this Gemara. When I learned Ksubas, I didn't understand this Gemara. Very nice. Ears are flammable. Shkayach. Says the Maharal the following incredible thing. Really, it could only be Teremi Sinai, this idea. He says that we find that the ears are the very thing that shape a person. More than anything else, even more than the eyes, we find that a suma, a blind person, is considered a bar das. He's considered a person who has the ability to understand life and do everything. Somebody who's a cheresh, who's deaf, doesn't. Why? Says the Maharal, the entire world is built through these little holes called the ears. All of your reality becomes created and integrated and farshted properly through the ears. It's a fascinating thing. You can walk around thinking about this, Nakuda. The ears always create a context for everything you see and hear, and that's it. And he says, a bar das needs ears. Shmias ha'ozen is the way that you absorb all types of information, all types of understanding in the world. You think it, you see it. No, you see it, but the uptouch of it is what you hear about it. Is what you hear about it. And says the Maharal, when somebody hears ridiculous things, he says they're building a world of stupidity for themselves. He says the ears are the most sensitive part of the body because ultimately they're the things that create your metzias. And they get burnt because they burn. The etzem, whatever happens over there, is the most fragile area of your life. And it's scary. We think we're just doing things sometimes for leisure. We don't realize. Do you know what it is to go in a car when you're married with three children and hear some crazy pop song about a girl that you love and you hate and you want to kill, but you love her and you want to kill her, but you still love her and you want to kill her. And then you come home for dinner, you're supposed to be normal. You look at your wife, I want to kill you, I love you. I want to kill you, I love you. What? It affects. It's an uptight. It becomes a soundtrack of your existence. A person thinks they're going 104.3, Z100, no problem, all day and all night. They come into their kids and their wife. They don't realize that they've created a new metzias of binyan in who they are. They've created a shmias ozen that's uptighting everything wrong. And it's impossible to be normal, according to the Hashkafas of Torah, when these lyrics are going through. And everything that's antithetical to healthy relationships and all these things, person's nus, nibble peh, ritzicha, kinah, taiva, covet. No, I just, Jewish music stinks. That's why I listen to it. Oh, sure, let's kill people because Jewish music stinks. Moskva. I'm not going to answer you know, the talent out there. There is some talent. It's minimal. But Lemaisa, that's not an sorry. Let's get caught. Everyone I know is talented and the other people are. But Lemaisa, it's dangerous. It's a dangerous existence. And a person has to evaluate the lyrics. I think it's terrible just to decide, do I listen to this or that? No, listen to what you're listening to. Listen to the lyrics and go, do I agree with this? Is this a healthy perspective on life? Does this make women cheap? Or is this going to build my bias? Does this make me aggressive? Or does this make me happy? It's true music makes you happy, but you think the music of today makes you happy? It doesn't. You know why? Because everything I said about music, which is that it's a circle, it's a harmony, it's pumfaker today. Rav Shlomo Freifeld Zatzal said when he heard Jimi Hendrix, he said, this is a music of a disturbed generation. And I'd like to explain why. He doesn't give a Perish, but I'd like to give Perish Rashi on the Rav Shlomo Freifeld biography. Pshat is the following. Let's say you go, right, you're with your electric guitar and you got that feedback. You play whatever song you play. Let's say you play the national anthem. What do you like about that? You know what you like about it? You like the disharmony. This generation does not like the symphony. It likes the aggression and the breakup, the surprise, the throw-off. Everything that music used to be has been destroyed. It is now to create anger. Why do you think people just rip their clothes off at these concerts, start banging each other and killing each other and whacking each other? My goodness, what happened? This is a Gemara says, V'hayim menagin alav ezakino. Imagine if this had happened to Elisha in this state of rage. He would take your room. That's it. It's pumfakert. It's the opposite. It does the opposite to a person today. There's no coincidence that these things are electronic sounds. Because a regular instrument could not create such a creation of chaos. Total chaos. L'maisa. One night, there are a lot of weird things that happen in my backyard. I have a forest in my backyard. So it's usually nice for the view, especially if it really snows, it's beautiful. But one night, there was a Mediterranean rave. Okay? That's the only way I can explain it. It was a Mediterranean. I know what I'm talking about. It was some sort of Arab matz, Arab type of rave music. Okay, fine. So it's around 2 in the morning. I'm going to sleep. And we're off, we're on takeoff. That's it. I'm next to this thing. I'm in a rave. Okay, this is last year. Rabbi Stark comes home. He's in a rave. Okay. It's hard for me to explain the experience that I had that night during this. You know, I literally, the only thing that I can tell you about this experience, aside from all the colors I was, it was like, wow. Like, this is what LSD is about. What happened was the following. I'm telling you, this is the only mushel I have. I don't know if they still have pinball, but I like pinball. Okay? You know how things get locked in one place, they go, boom, and then, boom, boom, boom. Imagine being that ping ball. That's how I felt. I'm like, They go, I'm like, what? It was like free fall, a great adventure of Osai. It's no wonder that people take drugs with this. You simply can't make it through and be normal. But this is a metzius that really changes the way you look at life. It makes you so aggressive, Rabbi Osei. We don't realize. All of these things are not. I hold, this might be controversial, but I hold that there's no such thing as not liking slow songs. The pshat is there are people who are so high octane now, they don't understand what music is. Music is Shir HaShirim Asher Lish. That is actually music. That will take you where you want to go. A shalosh shenas nigun will take you where you want to go. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, it's usur for a person to be in a dark room and go into a bright light. It's usur for a person to shock their system in any which way. We shock our system with these things, Rabosai. We have to be mizboinen in what we're doing, and we have to tap into emesa shiras v'tishbachas.
Counteract all that.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels like.